Q94, Chore Mountain of Rock, and the coaches' shows continue on this free-for-all Freaky Friday morning adventure. We got some more great rock and roll that's coming, but we're going to go on down into Oregon County and talk with their Bobcat head coach, Briar Hancock. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations on that week one win.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it.
That's a long ways to go, and it's a lot better coming back with a win than a loss.
Yes, for sure. You know, and we really didn't know how our young group was gonna react to that amount of travel time and stuff like that. And, yes, it's always nice to go to Hayti and then leave with a win.
And now, take us through it. What did you see that you really, you know, that you liked out of your Thayer Bobcats? And then what did you see out of the Hayti game that you kind of went, well, we need to tweak a few things, or we need to work on this?
Yeah, you know, our offense was really, really efficient. You know, we had to clean up some things as far as turning the ball over in the red zone. But, you know, for the most part, we did a really, really good job up front. Our backs did a good job, you know, just hitting the holes hard. And when we rotated guys, we didn't lose anything on that end. So, you know, I was really, really happy to see that, you know, production on the offensive side. You know, going into this week, we knew they were going to be fast and athletic. And, you know, they showed that early. They scored quick on us, and we responded right back. And then they scored again quick. So, you know, as a young bunch, I didn't know how it was going to all play out. You know, towards the end of the – well, really middle part of the second quarter, we just started playing our style of football back again. And, you know, stuff we kind of got to clean up is just eliminating that big play.
Yeah. Well, week two, it's here. And you're going to be at home, Lois Bosman Stadium, take on Lighthouse Senior High. Tell us a little bit about them. Where are they at, and what are you thinking you're going to see out of them?
Yeah, they're at a Springfield, you know, and a lot of teams don't really get to know this, you know, this bunch, but they're big, they're physical, athletic kids, and, you know, they're, I think, high-powered football team. It's going to be a great test for us week two, you know, leading into the conference play and things like that. But, no, I think, you know, skill-wise, they're just right up there with everybody in the conference. And then, you know, they have some big dudes up front on offense and defensive line. So, you know, we kind of have to bring our A-team here week two and prepare really well and do everything that's needed to go out and get a win week two.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the tune-up, you know, we all want to go undefeated, and but then, you know, you've got your conference games, and so this is kind of the last hurrah for a tune-up as we get ready for the SCA play. But and then the districts have been released, and a lot of people are scratching their head, and I bet a bunch in Oregon County as well, that you guys have been bumped up to Class 2, District 4, and that is going to be a gauntlet.
Yeah, you know, that district is tough and always really has. You know, we had one or two kids over this year, and you know, we can't control that as a team, and mm-hmm. These kids know that. And you know, we've been process driven on what our goals are, and that's to compete in the conference and go out and try to win a district. So, you know, really nothing has changed for us, and you know, our spirits are still high as a team. And you know, when we get to that point, we'll get to that point. But right now, you know, trying to go out and prepare to win week two is our biggest deal.
Right on. Hey, everybody, head coach Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock, congratulations again on that week one victory. Good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gary.